And I missed something on the listener line this morning at 715-396-1670 because I've been so strongly urging you to go to wib.com and looking to see in if we're getting any response there. And I missed this from a listening friend who gave yesterday and has been moved to do even more.
Hi, this is Jan from Chippewa. I'm going to give you another $100 and I'll be in to pay it tomorrow, the $300 that I'm giving. I love you guys. I love this radio station. I'm listening to it all the time. And I can afford it right now, so I'm going to help out that mom's fund and feel good about it. Thank you, and God bless y'all.
All right, the heart of a giver right there, and Jan saying, you know, I'd given some, I'm going to give some more. That knocks it down to $400. Best I can tell, $400 away from matching the generous business sponsors of $4,500. Would you help us get there? That collectively would be $9,000 for the moms. That'd be $900 for each of the moms. It's certainly a start. But here this morning, we have had three $100 gifts, so I'm really grateful for that. Thanks so much to, really, it started with Jan in Chippewa Falls, although I kind of missed it for a while. Then about 10 minutes later, it was James in Arkansas, Trevor and Heather in Abbotsford, where my wife and I will be on behalf of Teamwork Africa coming up in May. Looking forward to getting back to Abbotsford. Three, and we begin the 7 o'clock hour celebrating because it escaped my notice, but a listener did step up and reach commit that final $300 we needed to get to that $4,500 matching of our generous business sponsor.
Yeah, so again, as long as all the promised and pledged gifts have come in and we're leaning on you to get those in as soon as possible, but as long as those all come in, doubling what our business sponsors have given, praise the Lord. And now, how do we go further and farther up? The goal, $20,000 in total or more by this Friday. And so, Havel, thinking, and you and I were actually tracking along the same plane off the air, $2,000 Tuesday is our goal. Mm-hmm. Could we see another $2,000 given by 9 a.m.? $2,000 Tuesday, 2 hours. That's what we have here. And chip away at it. Yes, there could be some big gifts along the way, but maybe it's you saying I could give 50 or 100. Maybe there's somebody else like Jerome who says I could give $200 or $300. But WWIB.com, very top of the page, that red bar, that banner there, takes him maybe a minute or two to give a gift, and we would be so grateful if you would.
Yeah, thanks so much for those who are doing it. Brenda on a limited income in Chautauqua yesterday. Do what you can. Jerome in Lublin, thank you so much, Jerome. You got us to that goal, and now we got a new one. $2,000 Tuesday. Can we do that between now and 9? With God's help and your generosity, we can.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. $2,000 Tuesday is our challenge for Single Mom Saturday. And Liz from Menominee joins us on the line because she not only wanted to help to pledge her support, but also has a challenge. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hey,
so,
Liz.
So tell us a little bit about what you're hearing and feeling this morning, too, and why you chose to respond, and then what your challenge is to others.
It was just a call. It was a call. Actually, yesterday I heard it on the radio, and I was too busy. Imagine that. But it has been pulling at my soul since yesterday morning, and I just said, last night when I got home, I said, I'm calling in. As soon as I get in the car in the morning, and I'm going to pledge that. And when I got in the car, you guys were talking about it. You talked about the $2,000 goal. And I said, you know what? 19 listeners could match my $100.
That's a great
and
idea.
And we could get the $2,000 goal. So if you guys can match me, if you feel it in your soul and this is calling to you, that is what God wants you to do. He is pulling you to do this, to help somebody that's in need, and just be the blessing.
I love it. Be the blessing. And I think you're echoing what we say so many times with this, Liz, is that, hey, if the Lord's nudging you, if he's pulling on you, just respond. Just say yes. He's big enough. He'll provide for you. He'll provide for these single moms. Again, he is big enough. And so just respond, not to us saying, would you help? Would you help? But if he's saying, do this, then just do it. So thank you so much for your generosity, pledging $100 and your challenge to 19 other people to match your $100 as well, too, so we can get to that goal. Thank you so much, Liz.
You're welcome. We can do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Liz. You know, it's interesting, Kayla, we'll let her go. But I'll tell you what, that it kind of feels, while it's $2,000 Tuesday and we've got our first 100 toward that, another 1,900 to go, or 19 listeners stepping up and answering that challenge, Kind of that was the theme earlier, because as we were whittling down the money we needed to match our generous business sponsors, $4,500, we came into the morning needing $600 by our rough calculations. Again, some money's been pledged, hasn't been received yet. But, yeah, we did get another $100 from Jan in Chippewa Falls, $100 from James in Arkansas, and $100 from Trevor and Heather in Abbotsford. Also, then finally finish off with our friend Jerome in Lublin committing $300, but we had people kind of giving that amount.
Yes, and thank you so much. Anything that you're willing to give. As we mentioned yesterday, we had gifts from $20 and $25 all the way up to $1,000. Seeing a gift from Cliff and his wonderful mm-hmm. wife from Eau Claire, $50 that was pledged yesterday. Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Cliff. And whatever you're able to do. So if there's 19 other people that can match what Liz just challenged you to, that $100, maybe you're blessed and prospered in a way where you say, I could do more than that. I could give more than 100. Maybe it's less than 100. But would you respond just like Liz said, that challenge? I think yes, about amounts, helping us get to that $2,000 goal. And Lord willing, go beyond it by 9 a.m. this morning. But the bigger challenge, I think, is if this is, and I love what she said, tugging at my soul. She said that prompting doesn't come from us, doesn't come from our voices. That comes from the Spirit of God Almighty, who's saying, help.
Mm-hmm.
Bless others as you have been blessed. As Liz said, be the blessing. How can we be anything less than givers when we've been given the ultimate gift, hope in Jesus Christ? And I hope that we give cheerfully and joyfully together, planning and working on what myself and Lindsay, our family plans to give. Havo's given as well too. We are partnering, going shoulder to shoulder along with you and saying, would you help and serve others in this way? And we hope you will respond in a big way all throughout this week and especially this morning. WWIB.com, that banner right at the top of the page for Single Mom Saturday. Will you respond to the challenge today? Yeah, and just keep going back to that challenge from Liz from Menominee where she said, yeah, I heard about this yesterday and the Spirit was just tugging at her yesterday saying, you need to help, you need to give something. And she said, today I just decided I'm not going to wait around. I'm going to give a gift of $100 to the vehicle repair fund. But she said, I want to do more than that. I want to challenge other people. She joined us on the air to say, I want to challenge other people to step up and say, if your soul is being tugged on as well to help this year's single mom, she said, just do it. Just do it. Give and help. And again, that's between you and the Lord, how he moves you, prompts you, nudges you to help as far as what it is, what the amount is. But we're just saying, respond to him, not to us. But we're using this 100,000-watt megaphone for 1 week only, trying to let people know there is a need and an opportunity. Maybe we should say that even more, an opportunity to be a blessing, to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, to join him in the good work that he is doing in our world and to show him tangibly to these families, to make a difference in the lives of these families, to show them that they are seen and loved and welcomed and cared for, not so that they can thank WWIB, not so they can thank our staff, not so they can thank you, but so that they can thank God for his provision for them through all of you. And so we're saying again and again and again, would you respond? Would you help? WWIB.com, top of the page, that red bar, that red banner there. Our goal was a $2,000 Tuesday, $2,000 given in 2 hours. We're a little over $1,300 away from that. So thank you for the gifts we've given, but we've got a pretty big hill to climb here before 9 a.m.
Yeah, different whether it's climbing a hill. I'm thinking right now of doing a lift. Like we've played some audio of going back to 2022. Yesterday, I played the full recap. Today, the shorter one before 7 from that very first year and that impactful letter of the teenager who was a part of it and the Iron Cross that was drawn. And so we're thinking, too, like we raised $19,000 that year between our generous business sponsors and you, our wonderful, generous WIB listeners. Last year, $22,500. This year, we've talked about $20,000, and then we'll look at how much more we can do as we get there. And so we reached that 9,000 as best we can tell earlier this morning, matching that 4,500 from our generous business sponsors. Then after that, these next 2 hours, $2,000 Tuesday, Liz's challenge in Menominee. She gave 100 with 19 others step up. We had 250 from Tammy and Dan. So again, we're doing the math around 1,300, I think you said, Caleb. So can we keep it going even during this break? Can we move that here by going to WIB.com, click on that banner, WWIB.com. We'll update you shortly.
Has to be a blessing with enough to
It's now Wesley Brown, blessed to be a blessing on WWIB. We have an update on $2,000 Tuesday with that continuing $100 challenge as well, Caleb.
Yes. So again, we've been trying to get to $2,000 in 2 hours, a $2,000 Tuesday, trying to get to $2,000 given by 9 a.m. for our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund to give a boost on this Tuesday morning toward our ultimate goal, Lord willing, of $20,000 or more combined between you, our listening family, and the initial $4,500 given by our sponsors. So we're asking all of you to dig deep. And so we were at $1,260 needed to get to $2,000, now $760 because Jane from Catawba gave $500. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane.
Jane, for that blessing bomb, I guess, that was dropped even as that song by Scott Wesley Brown was playing. Thank you so much, Jane. So now it's looking a little bit more reachable, $760 in 31 minutes. And maybe that's more people giving $100 like Liz had promised. Maybe you can do 25 or 50. Maybe you can do 50 or 250 or 300 like some have given. There are some people who maybe could give a bigger gift of 500 or 1,000 and take us over and above. But thank you so much, Jane, for helping the goal seem a little bit more reachable than it was a couple minutes ago. God bless you and thank you.
Absolutely. Jay King, Hard Place, WWIB. We are family as we raise funds for 10 single moms and their kids. Thinking of Single Mom Saturday, just 11 days away. Just seeing even the title of that song, I thought, you know, single moms so often are in a pretty hard place, you know?
Yeah, sorry, Mark. Yeah. So I was thinking, I hadn't looked. I was doing a couple other things, and I hadn't looked at the giving form. We're $710 away, and I said, you know, honestly, I hadn't looked, and I'm like, well, I'm going to be coming back on the air saying, well, we haven't seen any movement in this, but you know, if you would help us, we've got like 20 minutes left. Well, Lee from Oliva just took care of all of it.
Wow.
$720.
Manly.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. $2,000 Tuesday has been reached with 18 minutes to spare. And, man, if you're thinking about this, maybe you can help us go over and above. But gifts from Jane and from Lee, Jane from Catawba and Lee from Oliva combined for $1,200 to, again, as long as those pledge gifts come in, to take us to that $2,000 Tuesday mark. It's just day after day, year after year when we do this, I'm just amazed again and again at your generosity, but at how God works at just the right time. Because it can be kind of tiring sometimes to just ask and ask and ask and feel like, hey, in the world that we're living in and gas prices and inflation and all that, we know we're asking a lot of you and we need you to make this happen. And so sometimes that can be really tiring. And again and again and again, the Lord refreshes my spirit seeing the way you all respond to this and the way that sometimes it'll be nothing. And then at just the right time, he provides. So $2,000 Tuesday, praise the Lord, have seen that goal reached as long as the promise gifts come in and maybe get some more. Maybe we go beyond that $2,000 before 9 a.m. I'll update you real quick, too, on something that I just heard from Clint Berge from McDonald Area Catholic Schools, one of our sponsors. So they pledge each year not a predetermined amount to give to the fund, but an amount raised by their students. They have what's called a mission day, and they take this Single Mom Saturday under their wings and communicate it to their students to say, would you give toward this? And unofficially, here, I just heard from Clint that they raised over $900, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools students, to help this year. So thank you so much, Max Community. I know I am part of it very often with broadcasting high school sports, too. But man, the way they take this cause under their wing from the beginning. So again, unofficial there too, but thank you so much, Clint, for letting us know about that. What a beautiful thing. Clint was even saying, he's a WIB listener and saying, I've really enjoyed hearing how this is going and knowing that our schools are taking part, but hearing you guys advocating for the single parents. So thank you so much, Clint, for letting us know about that blessing that's coming on the way.
All right. Thank you, Clint. Loved by you, Riley Clemens, closing us out here on WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And that's a message we're trying to send to these single moms and their kids. that they would realize that as they show up for this this event that we're pointing toward in 11 days, Caleb.
Yeah, thank you for loving them, even though you will more than likely never meet them, never be thanked by them. Thank you for showing them the love of God for them and their children through your generosity this week. Our goal was a $2,000 Tuesday, and Lee took us up to that mark. And then thank you so much to Penelope from Sheldon, the last gift we're seeing. Now, there could still be people giving right now at WWIB.com and saying, I'm not going to let this opportunity to be a blessing pass me by today. Going to WWIB.com at the top of the page and clicking on that Single Mom Saturday banner. But Penelope from Sheldon gives $250. Thank you so much. And she says this, my mom was a single mom for a lot of years. I know how hard it was. She sacrificed so much to make sure we were taken care of. And she says, praise God for the wonderful husband she has now. I know their family. They're a wonderful, wonderful family. And honestly, some of the encouragement when we first started this in 2022 came from Penelope's mom. I remember just kind of feeling more solidified in, hey, this does touch people and lets them know that they're cared about and loved. And whether people who are part of this are just seeing it and saying, wow, I love seeing that people are taking up the cause, the torch, so to speak, and saying, hey, single moms who often feel alone and isolated, all single parents, single dads and single moms, but to hear kind of that affirmation that, yes, this is an important thing to do. And it, that really, I think, helps spur this on to become more than just a one-year event, but to be something that we bring back year after year, because you all have put your shoulders to the load along with us and said, yes, this is worth doing every year, and we can't thank you enough for that.
We have doubled our generous business sponsors this morning, and then we set a $2,000 goal by 9 o'clock. We reached that. Thanks so much. Lee and Aliva took us there on the heels of Jane, also in Catawba, but so many other generous givers, as Caleb has mentioned, their first names at least earlier. Penelope now giving us 10% of the goal. We need that $2,500 to get to $13,500, which would be a tripling of the amount that we started with. And so if we could do that, that would be fantastic. Again, as you're led today, this morning, during Focus in the Family, leading up to Mid-Mornings with Sam, or anytime during the day.
Could it be a tripling Tuesday, Halvo? It could be. It could be if people respond in a big way the rest of the day.